in a fast way.
Hi, this is Catherine Bradford, and what a weird and wacky.
Yes.
It's not Friday anyway, so weird and wacky.
It feels like Friday.
Those people that are sitting around listening to the radio wondering what the hell's going on here at Contact Dog Radio.
Right.
And you know what? We live in a precarious time. And
it's called electricity. It's called electricity.
And
wow.
A couple hours ago here at the radio station, we got just a little too much at once.
A little too much excitement.
A little too much electricity after being power out and then power back on again.
That's right.
It really screwed things up here in the station. And so here we are. We're really back on, but we're on for just the rest of the hour, so we missed most of our show. We're going to probably try to do this again and get it back up, but here we are. Girls, I on Obama.
Here. Let's do it.
So, let's break into that high-pitched voice.
We're going to sound like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, really.
Minnie Mouse here, real fast.
And it's such a shame, because in 20 minutes we have so much to say, but top stories of the world from a political standpoint. We've got a lot of stuff going on. I think all roads lead to Rome. I think that all these things are threaded back into the same core piece. We were talking about it downstairs, getting ready to come on the air today.
We were in the green room,
yeah. And green with envy. And I'll tell you what, there's just a lot of garbage going on. And we wanted to talk about the fact that he came back from President Obama came back from Copenhagen.
Dr. Obama. Good. I like that.
Yeah, from Copenhagen. Accepted the Peace Prize. Went back again for the
Copenhagen.
It's not over yet.
It's not over yet. But they're talking how successful it's starting out.
Like
all the countries that have come together are really focused on getting...
And they're finally talking.
And they're finally talking, and they're finally sitting down, and they're serious.
Right.
I love it.
And here's the deal.
I
said last week on Our View, I said, you know, it really doesn't matter to me which side of the line you stand on, if you believe in global warming or the new ice age coming up. You know, we need to take a look at the fact that, you know, the silver lining in what's going on, and I would really agree now that we don't rush into anything which is binding. Treaties or, you know,
no signed contracts.
Don't sign anything right now, because
not yet.
I think that, and, you know, really put aside the fact that, you know, you want to sit and beat each other up, you know, right or wrong, you know, scientists proving it or not proving it. The fact that we have come to a point globally where people from all over the world are paying attention and willing to come together and work and strive toward solutions and problem solving from a global community standpoint. To me, that's the success story.
We're all in this together.
That's the success.
We're on the same earth. Mm-hmm.
There's only one house.
Yeah.
There's only one house.
There is only one
house.
We
all live in it.
And and I don't mean house on TV on Tuesday nights.
That's right.
Or is he on Monday nights? Yes. I don't know. But anyway,
I wanted to comment here. Critics such as Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe will...
You mean Inhofe?
Inhofe.
Yeah.
I call him Inhofe.
Oh. Yeah.
Senator James Inhofe will continue to maintain that global warming is the greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people, and Congress will continue to be locked in partisan debate. But there can be no denying that something historic is happening in Copenhagen, and the world is going to be a better place for it.
Right.
So his quote was that he feels it's the greatest hoax in the world.
Yeah,
I think he's the hoax.
Yeah,
that's my personal opinion.
And you know what? I'm gonna stay with every topic that we take today and stay in the middle. I'm not gonna have an opinion about whether I think it's right or wrong.
That's his opinion.
Because moving along, I want to look at the bigger picture and everything we talk about today.
So
because we have such little time, let's flush that one down the toilet and move into the
you
next.
You made an opinion.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying. Yeah, it is. But going and taking that same perspective of looking at the logjam, which is in the Senate and the House and Congress now with trying to get health care passed. I mean, you and I were on the air months ago when a wonderful caller called in very upset saying, what's going to happen? What's your prediction?
Yes.
Because she had been discarded by her health insurance company. She was a post-cancer survivor.
Yes.
Her husband had a heart condition, and they both had been denied insurance.
Yes.
The sad truth is that sometimes we really need to see just how stinky things are to find the path.
Yes.
And, you know, I think the path forward. And it's going to be, unfortunately, at the at the cost of a lot of lives.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I agree.
And yet, here we go again. We were doing some
yes.
cards before we came on board, looking at what the root is.
We did a reading on this.
But, you know, mm-hmm. the root of all evil, I guess, in some ways, is the corruption around the greed and money.
Yes.
And whatever it happens to be. And so healthcare, once again, is being the victim or reform. Healthcare reform, for me, mm-hmm. is becoming the victim of the greed of few.
You bet.
And,
you bet.
You know, that's what's happening. And all we can do is hope for the best outcome for all. But, you know, go ahead. You say something.
I always remind everyone that President Obama, he signs it or doesn't sign it. He has the last say. If he doesn't like the ultimate bill, he doesn't have to sign.
Yeah, but he's so wanting to have a bill.
I know he is.
You know?
And he's optimistic that it's going to change yet before we get down to the
bottom
of the wire.
To get
that's
some,
what his personal opinion is that we can have a good bill.
You need to get something done, and you can come back and change it again the following
Yes.
Even the worst watered down bill has some good points in it.
Yeah, we want to get something
done. No pre-existing conditions.
So, I think that's Obama's objective here.
Yes.
But I really disagree. I'm going to say straight up here about I disagree with the fact that they're making it mandatory that everybody have health insurance
mm-hmm.
and that they're going to be fined or penalized in some way if they don't buy it, because all it does is
like
put
part.
Money.
That's right.
That's baloney.
Yeah.
All it's doing is putting money into the insurance more.
Right.
It's just making the insurance companies richer, which
makes
me angry.
You shouldn't be required.
Yeah.
But,
no, it's freedom. If you don't want to have health insurance, that's fine. But that means maybe you don't get services when you come in as an emergency, into the emergency room.
Then you have to be turned away.
Or you pay for your services, you know.
True.
I mean, come on.
True.
It's just fair. You take a chance. You want to be, saying I have a great life of health. That's fine. But, you know, when push comes to shove, I don't know. It's complicated.
The vote was 51 to 48 short of the 60 required. That's the other part of it right now.
58, yeah. Well, here we go. Plus today, the... who was the lovely, here we go, we're
Lieberman.
Going really fast. Lieberman. No, it wasn't Lieberman who did the...
Coburn.
Coburn, yeah. Coburn objected and is asking. They have come to a screeching halt because there's an amendment before the House right now that they're asking Coburn is insisting that they read aloud. So it's 700 and some odd pages. So, you know, that's going to
take
them for the...
Yeah.
Can you imagine sitting there... No wonder they fall asleep.
That's right. Exactly.
Come on, you know.
I've listened to it on C-SPAN where they'd be reading a whole bill.
Right.
My goodness, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30. Time for dinner, 5 o'clock.
No kidding. Crazy.
They come back Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday and start reading again. It goes on all day long.
Right.
Wow.
And you can see in the floor of the Senate or the House.
Yeah.
There's only 5 or 6 people left by the time 3 hours from now, you know. 700 pages later, my goodness, I'd be falling asleep.
Yeah.
It's
just ridiculous. Yeah.
I need chocolate and caffeine.
Well, you and I have talked about this before. I mean, all of us have talked about this before on the air. And, you know, I really look for this in stories that we see coming up, popping up all over the place from NPR to, regular media.
Mm-hmm.
Not that NPR isn't regular media. You know what? It's the people of this planet that are going to bring us bring us into the promised land, if you would, and bring us into salvation. Because the truth is that so much has gone on. We're so far down the path of corruption and greed with regard to government, systems, that it's going to take a really huge awakening, to correct that. And we need a lot of work to bring it back mm-hmm. into order.
Yes.
And have honesty come back in as a mainstay of these systems. But you know, the hope is in the people, and people all over the place are doing things that you look at and you're saying showing value and authenticity mm-hmm. and altruism and compassion.
Right, exactly.
And, you know.
Volunteerism we talked about. We've been talking about that for the last 6-7 months.
Yeah, and break your bread in half. That's what I'm all about.
That's right. And there's plenty to go around if you, mm-hmm. you know, open that. And have compassion is the key,
mm-hmm.
to have compassion. Get rid of the word greed. You know,
we
can all do that.
Yeah, talk about Karen.
We're going to talk about her, Karen Armstrong.
Armstrong,
yeah.
Sorry.
She's remarkable. We're going to get her on the air.
We're going to get her on the air. She's a former nun that...
she won the TED Award for 2008.
She won the TED Award, yeah.
Mm-hmm, one of the
and
TED Awards.
And she talks about... Charter for Compassion is her organization.
Yeah. Right.
Charter for Compassion.
Yeah.
And that's all you have to do. Follow the Golden Rule, which the Golden Rule is have others do... You do what you want to you. You want what you have done to others.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you have to walk your talk. Walk
mm-hmm.
your path.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want compassion, be compassion. If you want security, you be security. If you want your community to be healthy, Help them become healthy.
Yeah. Right. And I think Catherine's point is right.
Participate.
It has to come from
the root. It's the ground level.
It has to come from the groundswell of
and
humility.
And the Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth.
Right. And so let me show you this.
That's
right now.
Right.
I'm just going to go through
true,
here. I'm going to go through here and just read a few headlines in the last 10
yes.
minutes. And let's take a look at how this is, because this is showing in tolerance and intolerance. First of all, we had yesterday in Thailand, in Bangkok, actually, a plane which was detained full of weapons that came out of North Korea. For those of you that hadn't heard the news on that one, so the five men who were operating the aircraft are weapons dealers. Of course, the plane was loaded up in Korea, so North Korea there is in the arms. Not that we aren't as the United States of America, but, they were detained. And so, here we go. You have to hold on to seeing that, we are making progress with bringing to light and eradicating some of the problems that are causing our world, putting our world in peril and at threat, great threat. We also have Obama, who has very recently sent a letter to the head of the North Korean government that we all are very suspicious of. He's probably, in my opinion, already dead.
He may not
if
be
not,
alive.
Not alive, but they're acting as though he's still alive and operating their government over there. What was the letter intended to say, Arlene?
Well, it was President Obama sent the letter through Bosworth, the council, like a delegate from the United States. Bosworth himself didn't get a chance to even connect to the president of Korea. So it's a letter about what President Obama wants to do, sit down and talk personally, one-to-one, to make similar to like a peace accord. But with him, directly with a North Korean president. Now, I'm of the opinion that he may not be alive, the older man. But his son would be the one who takes over.
Right.
And we knew that for the last couple of years.
Kim Jong, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. And his son. Do you know
and
his son's name?
I'm not sure. I don't have it in front of me. But the letter of intent was to come to the table and talk about all the differences that North Korea has with the U.S. and the U.S. has with North Korea. And President Obama wanted that talk to happen. It writes a letter first. And we need to talk about the nuclear, the treaty. Because North Korea hasn't come to the table in any place.
Okay,
the whole thing, North Korea has been totally isolated. And that's why I think President Obama knows he needs to come to the table.
Okay, but here, again, I'm
and knows
just...
what's going on.
That's the headline. Here's what it's coming back
to.
It's another example
of
how you see mounting pressure, continued pressure, because most of the world is saying we need to disarm. We need to just start moving away from weapons of mass destruction.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. So that's good. That shows the movement
that's the
energy of the world moving us in the right direction,
even
though the story may be a bit weird.
It's great. I think this is the start.
That we have finally arrived at a housing facility for the Gitmo detainees is a great leap step forward, because we've followed this along.
We are going to
be bringing them into our country for trial in our country, in New York, which I think is wonderful.
Yes.
It's a representation of us finally getting to a point of closure. I mean, for me, I want to see these guys instead
of
foreverness, indefinite detention, you know, with no outcome.
Right.
Although they are going to go ahead and try to get a bill passed, which allows on our soil prisoners to be held without having been charged legally with anything. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing that.
Yeah.
So, we take a look at that.
Good.
So this is good. So the energy is moving us forward.
They've been detained in Gitmo for 6.5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy.
Without due process.
And then we don't heal. The New Yorkers don't heal. We don't heal. And President Obama wants to put it in a court system so that the American people can decide.
So progress there.
Right on.
Then we have
Two points.
In this past couple of days, giving yet again another tongue wagging at the financial leaders of our country. Because you know what? I mean, they're not going to get away with it. There's outrage. People are outraged that these guys have paid back the TARP money. And now they're still
holding
back. It gives them the right.
That's right.
To come up and say, "Okay, we paid you back. Now we can have our $4 million bonuses a month."
But banks aren't loaning out to people.
Yeah, but the problem is
which is the whole purpose of bailing them out was so that they would in turn turn around and loan money out to small businesses, to individuals who need to get going.
Yeah.
But that hasn't happened.
Yep. Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
You give them 30, 60, 90 days.
But I'm just saying they're not going to get away with it.
They won't.
Already has been a bill which is passed. Did you know that? You know, they've already passed a
bill.
Do
you know that there are also larger companies that need a line of credit and banks are refusing them?
Yeah, I can imagine.
And these corporations are not also getting the line of credit.
Yeah.
So they're going to be yelling and screaming. You give it till mid-January, you're going to see what happens.
Well, let me tell you this.
The banks have to give out loans.
We're coming out of,
they're going to have to.
Of decades of people out of control, you know, with illegal corruption everywhere you look. And, you know, the old system, the old system is broken. Everybody knows it. And the step in the right direction, we're not going to get it right the first time you swing, you
know.
The step in the right direction is saying it's broken. We're not going to put up with that baloney anymore.
Right.
And here we go. Let's get this in place, and then we'll go and change it if we need to and move forward. But it's going to be enough.
So the new paradigm
is
moving forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
And transparency on all levels.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Compromise and cooperation.
You mean transparency, like finally revealing the 22 million Bush emails that were recovered that were somehow conveniently mislabeled and somehow misfiled?
Misfiled.
Yeah, tell us
there
a little
we go.
About
just
that.
Bull.
Oh, that's during
Valerie
Plame incident for two and a half years. 22 million, huh? Emails.
Yeah, of
were
the Bush
hidden.
Administration.
Now they're brought
which
out.
Is phenomenal. It's a big job. Imagine that. But, you know, I mean, like... And if we don't get into prosecution for this SOB, which I think we should, but anyway, if we don't, what's going to end up happening is more and more and more we're going to expose where we've come from with regard to someone who just completely kidnapped our rights as citizens and completely misuse of power. And we have to say, you know, people may not love Obama, but you know what? It's a heck of a lot better than where we were.
Yes.
And, you know, we just have to, that being said, Lieberman, Mr. Lieberman, who's a turncoat.
Yes. Turncoat.
Now,
good term.
Yeah. Turncoat. He is a turncoat.
Excellent.
He now is talking about, he's not ruling out as possibly running for 2012 as a Republican, even though now he's a Democrat, but he's saying I might be an independent.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you don't like the weather, come back tomorrow. It's a Lieberman, just like the change, you know.
Right.
But anyway,
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Lieberman's not going to have a lot of respect from anyone anymore. So I'm not worried about him.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about him, except that he has the power to, he can, you know, not vote and not do this and not do that. But we're going to get tired of people like him.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, people are, yeah.
Oh, yes. Big time. We're tired of people that are, you know.
Turncoats.
Well, yeah. Come on. Help America.
Mm-hmm.
We the people need your help. If you don't want to help us,
we had
SOL.
Yeah.
SOL.
I said this before. You know, there are a lot of people who are really decent and honest and willing to fight for social programs and political programs that are for the fairness for all. And they are waiting in the wings to come in and take over the crooks.
You're right.
And so I'm going to personally be fighting in the future for, you know, for our change. Yeah. And you know what? We're really apologizing for such a quick run through today.
And
we'll be back on the air all together on Friday for the year in review.
Yes.
We'll obviously be hitting some top political stories of 2009. 2 hours with you on Our View tomorrow.
It'll be fun on Friday.
Yeah,
Friday
will be a big day. And cookies. I'm bringing cookies.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
right.
Anyway,
that's
right. But anyway, thank you very much, guys, for the short one.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Thanks to our listeners for hanging in there.
Yeah. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye for now.